感谢赞美主，早晨我们能够在他面前一同来敬拜赞美，感谢他。
We thank and praise the Lord that today we can come into his presence to worship and thank him.
我们能够在主的面前一同来述说他的荣耀，来传扬他的救恩。
We, in his presence, we can describe his glory and proclaim his salvation to us.
弟兄姐妹，这实在是非常好。
This is truly so good.
但你知道一件什么事吗？
But do you know what?
在其他地方有更多的人需要知道主的美善，需要认识他的救恩。
In other places, there are more people who need to know about his excellencies and his salvation.
特别是那些还坐在死荫幽暗里的人。
Especially those who are still in the dark valleys and dominion.
他们早晨未必能够到神的面前来认识神。
This morning, they are not able to come into the presence of God to get to know him.
那他们如何才能够加入我们的行列，一同的来敬拜赞美，来感谢我们的神呢？
How can these people join our anthems to praise and thank our God?
就是借着我们这些已经蒙恩得救的人。
It is only through us who have been saved by grace.
弟兄姐妹，这是神给我们的一个非常荣耀重要的一个使命和托付。
This is a very important and glorious entrustment and commission from God.
其实这也是我们今天还活着一个非常主要的目的。
And this is also a very principal reason why we still live on this earth today.
就是叫神能够借着我们来帮助那些还不认识神、还不认识、还没有得着救恩的人，他们也能够来认识神，来得着这宝贵的救恩。
Which is through us, these people who did not know God can still get to know God, and be helped by this grace.
我很感谢主啊！我们弟兄刚刚用他非常新鲜的一个见证经历呢，来和我们分享这个住在主里面这件事。
I'm very thankful that our brother earlier shared about his experiences with abiding.
我不知道弟兄姐妹，你们听了以后，你们觉得关于住在主里面，你们是像弟兄的岳母呢，还是像弟兄的儿子？
So I wonder for all of you sitting here, as you hear his story, when you abide in the Lord, are you more like his mother-in-law or are you more like his son?
我们看见啊，那个弟兄的岳母啊，带给他们是何等的祝福，何等的喜乐。
We see the blessings and the joy that our brother's mother-in-law has brought forth to the family.
当然，弟兄的儿子呢，也是有带给他们有一些的喜乐。
And of course, our brother's son has brought them joy.
但同时呢，也叫他们觉得实在是住在一起，实在是有一些不太容易的地方。
However, at the same time, it also gives them the sense that to abide with this infant also brought forth a lot of inconveniences.
兄姐妹，住在主里面对我们基督徒而言是一件何等重要的事情。
Therefore, abiding in Christ is such an important thing to us Christians.
因为主耶稣告诉我们说，要住在我里面。
Because the Lord Jesus has told us, abide in me.
这是主给我们的命令。
This is a commandment from our Lord to us.
这也是主对我们的呼召。
And this is also a calling by the Lord to us.
所以早晨我们所要读的一段经文呢，是我们应该是非常熟悉的经文。
So the scripture we're going to read is something that we're all very familiar with.
这段经文也是我们基督徒在生活当中面对许多问题的答案。
This scripture also presents the answer when we face a lot of our daily questions.
请我们打开圣经到约翰福音第十五章。
Please turn to the Gospel of John chapter 15.
新约圣经约翰福音第十五章，我们要从第一节读到第十节。
In the New Testament, the Gospel of John chapter 15, we'll read from verse 1 to 10.
好，我先用中文读，再请我们姐妹用英文读。这是主耶稣说的话，我是真葡萄树，我父是栽培的人，凡属我不结果子的枝子他就剪去，凡结果子的他就修理干净，使枝子结果子更多。现在你们因我讲给你们的道已经干净了，你们要常在我里面，我也常在你们里面。枝子若不常在葡萄树上，自己就不能结果子。你们若不常在我里面也是这样，我是葡萄树，你们是枝子，常在我里面的，我也常在他里面，这人就多结果子，因为离了我，你们就不能做什么。人若不常在我里面，就像枝子丢在外面枯干，人拾起来扔在火里烧了。你们若常在我里面，我的话也常在你们里面，凡你们所愿意的祈求，就给你们成就。 你们多结果子，我父就因此得荣耀，你们也就是我的门徒了。我爱你们，正如父爱我一样，你们要常在我的爱里。你们若遵守我的命令，就常在我的爱里，正如我遵守了我父的命令，常在他的爱里。
John chapter 15 verse 1, these are words of our Lord Jesus. I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away. And every branch that bears fruit, he prunes it, that it may bear more fruit. You are already clean because of the word which I have spoken to you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, so neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him, he bears much fruit, for apart from me you can do nothing. If anyone does not abide in me, he is thrown away as a branch and dries up, and they gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask whatever you wish and it shall be done for you. By this is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit, and so prove to be my disciples. Just as the Father has loved me, I have also loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love.
好, 让我们一起低头再有点祷告。
Let's bow our heads for a further word of prayer.
主, 我们感谢你, 你的话告诉我们, 说你们若多结果子, 我父就因此得荣耀。
Lord, we thank you for your words that says that if we bear much fruit, our Father will be glorified.
主, 这实在是我们的心愿。
Lord, this is truly our heart's desire.
这也是我们活在世上唯一的目的。
This is only our sole purpose by which we live on this earth.
就是来荣耀你。
Which is to glorify you.
主，愿早晨你再借着你的话语来激励我们。
May your word constrain us this morning.
叫我们真是能够按着你话语所说，能够多结果子，来荣耀我们的父神。
May we follow your word just as it is said, so that we can bear much fruit and glorify our God.
愿你的灵向我们的心来说话。
May your spirit speak to our hearts.
叫我们有耳的都应当听。
He who has ear will hear.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ we pray.
Amen. 基督徒的生活应当是一个结果子的生活。
A Christian life ought to be bearing fruit.
基督徒的生活也是应该是一个荣耀神的生活。
A Christian life ought to be glorifying to God.
弟兄姐妹，你的生活是不是结果子的生活呢？
Is your life one that bears fruit?
你回想过去一周，你的生活是不是能够荣耀神呢？
Reflect upon your life this past week. Was it a life that glorified God?
还是过去的一周，我们忙于追求世界？
Or in the past week, you were just busy pursuing after the world.
享受生活。
And you're enjoying your good life.
或是我们的生活正处在一个灰心失望冷淡退后的光景里。
Or maybe you're in a condition where you're disappointed and you have grown cold and you have shrunk back.
近年来我发现有不少蒙恩的弟兄姐妹们处在一个面临生活中各样挑战和难处的一个困难里头。
I see that a lot of brothers and sisters are in difficulties in life.
当然可能是我们夫妻的关系。
Maybe it's a strife in the marital life.
也可能是父母和儿女之间的关系。
Or maybe it's difficulties arising from relationship between parent and children.
或是我们在工作当中，我们和老板、同事之间的关系。
Or it is because of relationship between colleagues at work.
或是我们自己的身体上有了这个健康的问题。
Or you may have health issues.
当这些事情好像充满在许多神的儿女们的生活当中。
And the children of God's life are full of these problems.
在我们的属灵生活上面的难处更是普遍。
And furthermore, it is very common for us to have difficulties in our spiritual walk.
比方说我们读经觉得没有味道。
For instance, when we read the Bible, we can't get anything out of it.
我们知道要祷告，可是好像祷告又缺乏力量。
We know we ought to pray, however, when we pray, we don't have the strength.
我们虽然仍然参加聚会，可是却觉得好像不起劲。
we are also going still going to the meetings physically, but we're not stirred.
我们虽然也还在服事当中，可是我们却感到灰心失望。
However, we also still serve. However, we still feel disappointed.
在两周前啊，我有一个机会。和我在台湾的母亲啊，有一点交通。
Two weeks ago, I had a little fellowship with my mother who lives in Taiwan.
我母亲的一句话让我感到啊，十分的意外。
My mother said something that totally shocked me.
她对我说，她觉得她自己退后了。
She told me that she felt that she has shrunk back.
她觉得她里面好像和主的关系退步了。
She thought that she had fallen behind in her walk with the Lord.
为什么我会觉得意外呢?
Why does this surprise me?
因为我从当地的他参加了聚会的弟兄姐妹们口中听到母亲的属灵生活和追求都是很好的。
Because I have received reports from brothers and sisters who gather with her regularly that her spiritual walk and her gatherings are all very good.
她是去年十月在我们当中受浸的，所以她受浸不到一年的时间。
So she was baptized in our midst last October. So she hasn't been baptized for more than a year.
那她回台湾之后，她就有一个正常的教会生活。
So after she returned to Taiwan, she had a normal church life in Taiwan.
她不仅聚会正常，她常常是第一个到聚会的地方。
Not only does she have a normal Christian life, she usually is the first one to show up at the church building.
她也和当地的弟兄姐妹们一同配搭出去看望弟兄姐妹，去传福音给福音朋友。
She also works with other saints to serve and to visit other saints and gospel friends.
我顺带说一下，她今年应该是82岁。
I should also mention that she is 82 this year.
那她在聚会当中也和弟兄姐妹常常有交通。
And in the meeting, she has a lot of fellowship with brothers and sisters.
而且在我印象里面，她每天也读经也祷告。
And in my impression, at least, she also reads the Bible every day and prays every day.
可是她告诉我说，她觉得自己里面不像从前那样子爱慕主。
However, she said that she felt that within her, she is not longing for the Lord as much as she was.
他好像觉得自己不像从前那样子来爱慕听主的话。
She wasn't as longing to hear the word of God as before.
他说他不像从前在信主之前或者刚信主的时候常常是那样子渴慕能够在聚会当中来听主的话。
She said that she was not like before when she was first saved. She truly longed to hear the word of God in the meetings.
他没有能够像从前那样子能够当听到主的话的时候他是那样子得着享受。
So, and unlike before, she wasn't really enjoying when she received from the Lord his word.
他觉得现在好像不一样了。
So she feels that now is different.
那后来呢我就问他他就告诉我说他自己最近这一阵子是没有自己好好读圣经了。
So as I ask her more, she is telling me that she is not reading her Bible very well.
我就对她说，那我们就一起来读主的话吧。
So I said, let's read the word of the Lord together.
她就很慎重地拿出从前俊凯弟兄送我父亲的那个大本圣经。
So she solemnly brought out this large Bible that Brother Jack gave to my father.
她就翻到她最后一次读的地方。
So she turned to the chapter that she last finished reading.
那就是约翰福音第十四章。
Which is John chapter 14.
所以我就和她读了约翰福音第十五章。
Therefore, I read John chapter 15 with her.
虽然她有一阵子没读经，但是她还自己每天向主祷告。
Even though she's not regularly reading the word, she still prays daily.
所以当我和她一同读完约翰福音十五章以后，我就简单的和她有一点分享和讲解。
After we read through John chapter 15, I have some very brief explanation to her.
弟兄姐妹，从这件事情我就思想到我们。
So from this, I reflect upon us.
今天我们是不是从外面来看我们的属灵生活还是蛮正常的
So maybe from the outward our spiritual life appears to be normal
我们虽然也固定的参加聚会
We attend the meetings regularly
我们甚至也参加一些的服事
We're also entering into service even
可是我们自己心里知道我们不像从前那样火热爱主了
However, we know in our own heart that we aren't as fervent as we were before.
我们也没有像从前那样渴慕听主的话语。
And we are now not as before where we long to hear the word of God.
我们里面知道我们自己退后了。
We know inside we shrunk back.
那问题出在哪里呢？
So where is the problem?
那是因为我们没有一直住在主的里面。
The problem lies the fact that we are not constantly abiding in the Lord.
我们就好像一些葡萄树的枝子。
We are like the branches of the vine.
它虽然好像还在这棵葡萄树的上头。
Even though the vines are still the branches are still on the vine.
可是呢，它却不能结果子。
However, these branches are not bearing fruit.
原因就是因为这个枝子没有藏在葡萄树的里面。
The reason is because the branches are not abiding in the vine.
所以这枝子就不能结果子。
Therefore, these branches cannot bear fruit.
主说，藏在我里面的，我也藏在他里面。
The Lord said, abide in me and I in you.
这人就多结果子，你们多结果子，我父就因此得荣耀。
And if you abide in me, you will bear much fruit, and by so doing glorify my Father.
所以你们从这句话里面，我们就看见我们今天基督徒的生活能够结果子，今天我们的生活能够荣耀神的关键，乃是在于藏在他里面。
So the key by which we can bear fruit and glorify our Father is to abide in Him.
藏在他里面的意思就是住在他里面。
Abiding in Him means dwelling in Him.
中文圣经用这个藏在，英文圣经翻译呢就很清楚，是住在。
So the Chinese text uses different Chinese words for the same word in English, which is abiding.
在圣经当中有两个非常重要的名词，也是两个非常重要的真理。
There are two very important words and truth in the Bible.
很相似，但是意义却是不一样。
They're very similar in meaning, but they're not identical.
一个就是在基督里。
The first phrase is in being in Christ.
另外一个名词就是住在基督里。
The other phrase is abiding in Christ.
弟兄姐妹，在基督里，这是圣经中的一个真理。
Being in Christ is a truth in the Bible.
而住在基督里呢，乃是我们基督徒生活中的经历。
Abiding in Christ, on the other hand, is one of our experiences as a Christian.
这真理呢，是绝对的，是不会改变的。
A truth is something that is absolute and will not be changed.
而经历呢，它是相对的，它是时刻都可能会改变的。
However, an experience is something that is relative and that can change momentarily.
所以今天圣经告诉我们说，当我们信了主的时候，我们就是在基督里的人，这是神已经在基督里做成的一个事实。
So the Bible says, once we believe in the Lord Jesus, we are in Christ. This is a truth that God has already accomplished in Christ Jesus.
这个真理是不会改变的。
This truth will not change.
不会因着我们的属灵生活有任何的改变。
It will not change despite whatever spiritual condition we're in.
而经历呢，乃是圣灵今天在我们里面所要做成的。
Experience, on the other hand, is something that the Spirit is doing in our daily lives.
所以我们看见这真理和经历呢，它本来呢应该是一致的。
So we see that the truth and this experience ought to be in conformance.
因为我们所经历的，在生活中所经历的事情，应该是根据圣经中的真理。
Because what we experience in our daily life ought to be in accordance with the truth in the Bible.
所以当圣灵开启了我们看见圣经中一个真理的时候，
So when the Spirit reveals a truth in the Bible to us,
我们就应当在生活中有同等的经历能够活出来。
So we ought to have equivalent experience so that we can live out that truth.
也就是说，当我们看见我们今天在基督里，这是一个真理。
So likewise, when we see that the truth that we are in Christ,
那么在我们的生活当中，我们就应该能够过一个结果子的生活。
Therefore, in our daily lives, we ought to live a life that is bearing fruit.
可是我们发现在我们现实的生活当中，
However, in our practical life,
我们看见我们所知道的真理好像与我们生活中的经历好像中间有一个落差。
There's a gap between the truth that we know in the Bible and the experience we're having in our daily lives.
所以我们今天必须要在主的话语上面，我们来明白这件事情。
So we ought to use the word from the Lord to understand this.
今天我们在基督里面所得着的救恩是真理，是不会改变的。
So today the salvation that we've received is a truth. It cannot change, will not change.
但是我们在生活当中能不能结果子，这是关乎到我们是否常住在主的里面。
However, in our daily life, whether we are bearing fruit or not, this depends on whether we are abiding in Christ or not.
所以主说，常在我里面的，我也常在他里面。
Therefore, the Lord says, abide in me and I in you.
所以这个主动权，或者这个选择权呢，是在谁身上？乃是在我们基督徒的身上。
So the person who is controlling and choosing whether to abide or not is in us Christians.
就是在我们每天的生活当中。
In our daily lives,
我们可以选择住在他里面，或是不住在他里面。
We can either choose to abide in him or choose not to abide in him.
弟兄姐妹，这个选择的权利，这个责任是在我们身上。
We have the responsibility and the power to choose.
因为葡萄树何等盼望它的枝子能够结出果实。
The vine truly desires for the branches to bear fruit.
但今天我们作为枝子的，若不能结出果实来，责任是在我们身上。
However, we as the branches, if today we cannot bear fruit, we bear the responsibility.
为什么今天在我们生活当中，我们会感觉到，会经历到有软弱、失败，或是冷淡、退后呢？
Why do we experience weakness, failure, disappointment, and shrinking back in our daily living?
原因就是因为我们没有一直的住在主里面。
The reason is because we fail to constantly abide in the Lord.
那常住在主里面是什么意思呢？
What does it mean to abide in Christ?
我就用一个例子，我们来试着来帮助我们更能够清楚明白。
I'll illustrate with this example.
就像有的孩子，他是父母亲所生的。
A child is being born by his parents.
可是呢，他从小呢，却是跟着老爷老奶、老爷姥姥长大的。
However, he's raised by his grandparents.
因为这个孩子呢，他就跟老爷姥姥同住。
Because this child is abiding with his grandparents.
他吃老爷姥姥做的饭。
He eats the food that the grandparents prepare.
那他也和老爷姥姥朝夕的相处。
And night and day, he spends all his time with his grandparents.
渐渐我们就发现这个孩子哈，他这个说话哈，动作呢，也像老爷姥姥。
So gradually, we see that this child has the manner of speech and actions like his grandparents.
他生活中的一些习惯哈，还有他对一些事情的看法和想法呢，哎，也会跟老爷姥姥比较像。
His daily habits, his perspectives and worldviews are all like his grandparents.
兄姐妹，当我们想到我们要常住在基督里，
So when we think about we abiding in Christ,
也就像这样子，就像说我们与基督啊朝夕相处，
which is also like we're spending our day and night with Christ.
我们从他得供应。
We receive our provision from him.
然后我们和他一同的生活。
And we have our we live our lives before him.
那慢慢的呢，我们就发现啊，我们说话就像他。
Gradually, we discover that we're talking like him.
那我们呢？一些动作习惯呢，也就像他。
Our mannerisms, our habits are also becoming more and more like him.
慢慢的，我们对一些事情的看法和想法呢，也就越来越像他。
Gradually, our thoughts and our perspectives are more and more like him.
弟兄姐妹，这个像呢，还不是外面的这个像。
We're not like him from the outward sense.
这个像乃是我们在生命的性情里头。会越来越像我们的主。
It is in our inner life we are becoming more and more like our Lord.
这就是在约翰福音十五章那边所告诉我们那葡萄树与枝子的关系。
This is what John 15 is expounding on in terms of the relationship between the vine and the branches.
因为是葡萄树要叫它的枝子呢能够结出果实来。
Because the vine desires the branches to bear fruit.
那什么是结这个枝子结果实？我们基督徒啊，过一个结果子的生活是什么意思呢
？What does it mean for a Christian to be bearing much fruit？
这结果子就是结出圣灵的果子
，which is to bear fruit of the Spirit，
就是结出基督生命的果子
，which is to bear fruit of the a divine life of the Lord。
就像葡萄树的枝子结出葡萄一样
，it's just like the branches bearing grapes.
因为它是葡萄树的枝子，所以它能够结出葡萄来。
Because these are branches of the vine, therefore the fruit that it bears are grapes.
同样的，我们是因为与基督有同一个生命，所以从我们身上能够结出那基督生命的性情来。
And because we have the same life as Christ, therefore we can bear the fruit of the same divine nature.
所以主愿意在我们这些属他的人身上来制作。
Therefore, the Lord desires to constitute Himself in our lives.
然后叫我们这些信主的人身上能够显出那基督美丽的性格出来。
Therefore, we can manifest the beautiful character of the Lord Jesus from our lives.
因着主的生命在我们里面不断的成长成熟。
Because the life of Christ continues to grow and mature within us.
让基督生命的性格性情越多的能够显在我们的身上。
The divine nature is manifested more and more in our lives.
来叫神，叫父神呢，得着满意，也得着荣耀。
That the Father may gain glory and satisfaction.
弟兄姐妹，我们要记得我们是谁。
Brothers and sisters, remember who we are.
我们常常说我们知道我们是基督徒。
We a lot of times say we are Christians.
基督徒什么意思呢？
What does it mean to be a Christian?
我们不仅是属基督的一般人。
Not only are we a people who belong to Christ.
基督徒也应当是活出基督的一般人。
We also, our lives ought to manifest Christ.
弟兄姐妹，我们在地上一个最重要的一件事情就是活出基督来。
The most important thing for us to when we live on this earth is to live Christ out in our lives.
这就是结果子的意思。
Which means that we need to bear fruit.
弟兄姐妹，我们若在地上的生活不能够活出基督。
If we cannot live out Christ in our daily lives on this earth.
弟兄姐妹，我们在地上可以说我们就白活了。
We have been living in vain.
我们就亏缺了神把我们留在地上的那个最重要的一个目的。
We have fallen short of the most important reason by which God has left us on this earth.
弟兄姐妹，我们想到葡萄树的枝子能够结出葡萄来，是一件何等自然的事情。
We know that for the branch to bear grapes is the most natural thing.
同样的，我们这些属基督的人能够活出基督来，也应该是非常自然的事情。
Likewise, we who belong to Christ ought to live out Christ is a very natural thing too.
那为什么在我们生活当中，我们觉得我们的经历不是这样子呢？
Why is it that we fall short in our experiences?
问题是出在哪里？
Where does the problem lie?
很可能是我们与主的这个关系，这个连结出了问题。
It is quite likely that we have a problem in our relationship with the Lord, in our union with Him.
就像葡萄树的枝子，虽然它从外头看与这个葡萄树是相连的。
Maybe a branch looks like it is connected to the vine.
可是它里面却不能够从葡萄树得着生命的滋养和供应。
However, the branch is not able to bring suck out the nutrients and the water from the vine.
这样的枝子就不可能结出果实来。
Therefore, this branch cannot bear fruit.
同样的，我们如果与主的关系出了问题，我们自然在我们生活当中也不能结出果子来。
Likewise, if we have problems in our relationship with God, we cannot bear fruit in our daily lives.
可能是我们里面还有未承认的罪。
Maybe within us we have unconfessed sins.
可能是我们里面还有贪爱世界的心。
Maybe we have a heart that lusts for the world.
可能是我们里面有不顺服神的地方。
Maybe there are some things that we disobey God within us.
也可能是我们的肉体和我们的己拦阻了我们与主这样一个生命的一个连结。
Maybe it is the flesh and the self within us that prevents us from having an union with Christ.
所以我们看见主的话告诉我们说，这枝子呢需要经过修剪。
We see that the branches needs to be pruned in verse 2.
父神要借着修剪葡萄树的枝子呢，来叫它能够结出更多的果子来。
The Father needs to prune these branches so that they can bear even more fruit.
就是讲到一个圣灵借着十字架在我们身上的一个工作。
This speaks to the work that the Holy Spirit is doing in our lives.
所以我们看见今天神允许一些的难处临到我们。
Therefore, God allows certain difficulties to befall us in our daily lives.
我们必须要看见神在我们身上那个荣耀、那个美好的心意。
However, we need to see His glorious and beautiful desire in God's heart.
乃是要从我们身上能够结出更多的果子。
Which is for us to bear even more fruit.
这十字架的工作，简单的说，也就是我们要承认我们自己不能。
The work of the cross, simply put, is to confess that we cannot.
因为主说，你们离了我， 就什么都不能做。
Because the Lord says, because apart from me, you can do nothing.
弟兄姐妹，当我们今天在生活当中面临各样的难处的时候，
As we face all types of difficulties in our daily lives,
我们心里面为什么会感到灰心失望？
Why are we disappointed and have lost hope?
我们为什么会觉得冷淡退后呢？
Why would we feel we've grown cold and we've shrunk back?
这是因为我们在难处里面的时间太久了。
Because we're in the difficulty for too long a period.
我们觉得神为什么不帮助我们？
We're thinking, why wouldn't God help us?
主为什么不为我们解决这样一个难处？
Why wouldn't the Lord solve my problem?
是不是神不爱我们？
Is it because God doesn't love me?
是不是主不管我们？
Has the Lord forsaken me?
这是仇敌的谎言。
This is a lie from the enemy.
这是仇敌的计谋。
This is a scheme from the enemy.
今天神允许难处发生在我们身上。
Today, God allows certain difficulties to befall us.
有一个非常重要的心意。
There's a very important desire in His heart.
就是要把我们带到一个地步，叫我们能够承认，向主承认说，主啊，我不能。
He wants to bring us to a position where we have to confess to Him to say, Lord, I cannot.
许多时候我们受了许多的苦。
A lot of times we have gone through much affliction.
原因就是因为我们不肯向神承认说，我不能。
Because we're not willing to tell God that we are not able to.
我们还想靠着自己的努力，自己的挣扎来解决我们的难处。
We want to solve our problem through our own strives and our own struggles.
我们就看见我们的肉体，我们的己，就成为神在我们身上来结出果子的那个拦阻。
Therefore, our flesh and ourself have become the hindrance from which God can let us bear fruit for Him.
我们记得那戴德森弟兄他蒙主呼召到中国宣教。
We remember Brother Hudson Taylor was called by God to go to China to preach the gospel.
他实在付出很大的代价。
He has indeed paid a very heavy
price. 他也为了这个呼召受了很多的苦。
And for this calling, he has suffered much.
可是他在中国服侍多年之后。
But after he has served in China for many years,
他完全灰心失望。
He was totally disappointed and he has totally lost hope.
因为他觉得一点能力都没有。
Because he felt that he has no strength.
他的服侍也没有什么果效。
And his service lacked effects.
他就一直很想说从他自己呢身上呢能够结出果子来。
So he truly desired to bear fruit of his own.
直到有一天圣灵借着约翰福音15章开启了他。
One day the Holy Spirit spoke to him through John 15.
原来他自己在那里非常的努力，非常的挣扎，想要能够过一个结果子的生活。
Through his own strive and struggles, he wanted to lead a life that bears fruit.
他就明白了，原来他自己的努力和自己的挣扎，就成为神在他身上结果子的最大的难处。
Then it dawned on him that his own struggles and his own strive has become a hindrance from God making him bear fruit.
当他看见这个真理。
When he sees this truth,
他降服下来了。
He surrendered.
他进入了那枝子连于葡萄树的安息里面。
He entered into the rest between the branch and the vine.
我们看见他就成了一个神在中国结许多果子的一个枝子。
Therefore, he became a branch through which God has allowed to bear much fruit in China.
弟兄姐妹，我们也同样需要看见这个真理的事实。
Likewise, we also have to see this truth.
我们的主他是真葡萄树。
Our Lord is the true vine.
我们已经是这真葡萄树上的枝子。
We already are a branch on the vine.
当我们有这样的看见。
When we have this seeing.
我们借着简单的信心。
By simplicity of faith.
我们能够来进入这藏在它里面的这个经历里头。
We can enter into the experience of abiding in Him.
因为主告诉我们非常简单，只要我们藏在它里面，它也藏在我们里面，这人怎么样就多结果子。
Because the Lord said it Himself very simply, if you abide in me and I abide in you, you will bear much fruit.
那我们怎么知道自己是不是常常住在主的里面呢？
How do we know whether we're constantly abiding in Him or not?
第一呢，就是看主的话是不是常常在我们里面。
First, you can see if the word of the Lord is constantly in you.
意思就是说，在我们平常的生活当中。
Which is in our daily lives.
我们的行事为人是不是常常受主的话语在我们里面的指引和管制。
Your words and your deeds, are they being controlled and guided by the word of the Lord?
约翰一书二章二十四节告诉我们， 论到你们，务要从起初所听见的常存在心里。
1 John 2:24 says, "As for you, let that abide in you which you heard from the beginning." Abide in you.
若将起初你们所听见的常存在心里呢，你们就必住在子里面，也必住在父里面。
If what you heard from the beginning abides in you, you also will abide in the Son and in the Father.
所以呢，我们看见我们是否我们知道自己是否常住在主里面呢？就是看主的话是不是常常在我们里面。
So one way by which we can tell whether you are abiding in Christ is whether His Word is abiding in you a lot.
因此，我们在平时我们信主之后呢，我们就要将主的话呢，能够丰丰富富的存在我们心里。
Therefore, after we've believed in the Lord, we ought to richly store the Word of the Lord in our hearts.
然后在我们生活当中，到了有需要的时候。
And in our daily lives, when we have a need,
住在我们里面的这位圣灵呢，他就会在适当的时候把主的话再说在我们里面。
The Holy Spirit that dwells in us will, at the right time, utter the right words to you.
这时候呢，圣经的话，希腊文叫做 logos， 它就在我们里面成为活的话，成为那个 rhema。
So therefore, logos, which is the word in Greek, will become rhema, the living word.
就成为我们生活中的一个真实的经历。
And these words will become a true experience in your daily life.
我从前啊用过这个例子啊，资料库的例子。
I've used this example of this database.
就是呢，我们必须先把许多的资料呢，怎么样，要输入到这个资料库里面。
Which is we have to, before things happen, we have to put in a lot of data in this database.
所以当你需要查询的时候
，when you need to look something up,
它根据你需要的那个条件呢来做查询。
Based on your search criteria, they can conduct the search.
啊，资料库呢，它就会把那个适当的这个资料的结果呢，能够显示给你。
And therefore, the database will show forth the research results.
我想我们现代人都非常有经验的。
Well, I know we who are recent people have a lot of experience in this.
你用那个 Google 一 search 啊，哇，你看几百万的资料都出来了。
When you do your Google searches, a lot of data show up.
那是因为有人啊，先把这些资料都存在资料库里头。
It is because some people have entered into the database all this data.
弟兄姐妹，当我们把神的话语丰丰富富存在我们心里。
Likewise, when you store God's word richly in your hearts.
到了需要的时候，圣灵就能够借着神的话语来引导我们，来帮助我们。
In your time of need, the Lord will use these words to help you and to sustain you.
那我就分享一个最近所经历的一个小见证。
I will share a small testimony with you recently.
来帮助我们能够明白我们圣灵如何来借着神的话语来引导我们的生活。
So that we can understand how the Holy Spirit used the Word of God to lead our daily lives.
在我儿子成长的过程当中，我们一直不让他打游戏。
In my upbringing of our son, we prevented him from doing computer games.
我知道今天在年轻人当中，这个打游戏这件事情是影响是很大的。
We know that there's a lot of impact of video computer games among our young people.
直到我儿子到了高中的最后一年。
So until the last my son's senior year in high school.
因为我们听到有一些的孩子哈，他们原本打游戏的孩子，当他们离开父母上大学之后
，we heard about some high school graduates. They left their parents to go attend college.
因为父母管不到了
，because the parents couldn't set rules for them anymore.
他们就不眠不休的打游戏。
They would be on computer games a day and night without any rest.
不仅学业都荒废了。
Not only do they forget about their studies.
甚至有的人健康都受到了亏损。
There are also people whose health have been severely impacted.
所以我们就想啊，在趁着我儿子还没有离开我们上大学之前，最后一年啊，我们好好的来训练他有这个节制的能力。
So therefore, in his senior year in college, we decided to teach him a little bit of self-control.
所以我们就开始呢，允许他有限时的来玩一点游戏。
So we allowed him to do some timed computer games.
然后呢，当然这一年的这个训练是 非常不容易的。
It was a very difficult training this past year.
我想很多弟兄姐妹做父母亲的可能还在训练当中。
Maybe some of you parents are still in your process of training your own children.
结果呢，结果等到我儿子要准备上大学的几周前。
A few weeks before my son was going to college.
哎，我姐妹呢，就跟我儿子说哈，你去大学之后啊，要好好的念书，不要花太多时间打游戏。
So my wife said to my son, when you get to college, study well, don't spend too much time on the computer games.
结果呢，我儿子一句半开玩笑的话呢，啊，让我姐妹担忧的不得了。
Then my son said something half jokingly that made my wife really worried.
我儿子就说啊，他说我第一年那个课选好了哈，是很轻松的。
Oh, the courses that I picked for my first year there, easy classes.
哎，我不需要花很多时间念书。
I don't need to spend much time studying.
所以我可以有很多时间打游戏。
Therefore, I will have a lot of time on the computer playing computer games.
哇，就我姐妹就开始担忧了。
Therefore, my wife started to worry.
我试着安慰也没什么用。
I tried to comfort her, but it's to no avail.
那我们当然就继续的为这件事情在主面前祷告。
But however, we continue to pray about this matter before the Lord.
稀奇的事情。
Amazingly.
当我儿子上了大学一周之后。
A week after my son started college.
突然间啊，他就发了一个信息在我们全家人这个信息那个短信群里头。
So he suddenly sent a family this message in a family group text.
他告诉我们大家说，他决定他再也不打游戏了。
So my son told the family that he is not going to play computer games anymore.
因为他觉得打游戏啊浪费时间。
Because he feels that playing computer games is a waste of time.
他还把他那个删除那个电脑上的删除游戏的那个画面啊，把它截录下来以后传给我们看。He captured the snapshot of it. He deleting the game.
Oh, he even texted us the picture that he's deleting computer games.
当然，这背后啊，其实神在我儿子里面啊做了一些很奇妙的工作，今天就不说。
I will skip over the wonderful work that God has been doing in his life.
对，当我姐妹呢看到这个消息啊。她就当然很高兴啦。
So when my wife heard this, she was of course very pleased.
但是高兴没有太久。
But she wasn't pleased for too long.
哎呀，她就开始思想了。
Then she's thinking again.
她这个打游戏啊，我想很多那个报道都告诉我们，这打游戏是一种瘾。
So playing computer games is an addiction.
就像抽烟和吸毒一样的。
It's just like smoking and doing drugs.
弟兄姐妹不是吓你们哈，他们这个研究真的是这个样子。
I'm not scaring you. The research really does show that gaming is an addiction.
所以当这个做母亲的一想这件事情，哎呀，那既然是这种瘾，是一种瘾的话呢，那可能不是那么容易啊，说戒就戒掉的。
So the mother is thinking, well, if this is an addiction, it is not so easy to get over an addiction.
所以当我姐妹又开始为了这件事情担忧的时候，
As my wife started to get worried about this again,
圣灵就在她的里面提醒她。
The Spirit reminded her something.
那在你们里面动了善功的，动了善功的，必成全这功。直到基督耶稣的日子。
He who began a good work in you will perfect it until the day of Christ Jesus.
这是在腓立比书一章六节的话。
This is a words from Philippians 1:6.
当圣灵把这句话说在姐妹的心里。
When the Holy Spirit said these words in my wife's heart.
我姐妹心里就有安息了。
My wife has a rest in her heart.
她知道这件事情是在主的手里。
She knows that this matter is in the hands of the Lord.
所以姐妹，就是主的话藏在我们里面，就在我们生活当中的一个例子。
This is an example by which the word of the Lord abides in us in our daily living.
这是为什么我们需要来将主的话丰丰富富存在我们心里。
This is the reason why we have to richly store His words in our hearts.
到了时候，圣灵就会把主的话说在我们里面。
At the right time, the Holy Spirit will speak His word in us.
成为我们随时的帮助。
Which can help in our time of need.
知道最近我们中间的孩子们还有大人们哈，开始背诵圣经。
I know that some of the young ones and our adults in our midst have started to memorize the Bible.
这是非常好的事情。
This is a very good thing.
所以我们 当我们基督徒一蒙恩信主，我们就应当养成培养每天好好读圣经的习惯。
So when a Christian has been saved by grace, right away she should have the habit of reading the Bible.
不仅我们要殷勤的读，我们也可以学习来背诵。
Not only do we need to read the Bible diligently, we also need to learn to memorize the Bible.
并且为着我们所读的圣经呢，我们也要祷告。
We also ought to pray over the words that we read from the Bible.
因为我们知道我们自己是不能够明白圣经的。
Because we know by ourselves we cannot understand the Bible.
只有靠着圣经的作者，圣经背后作者这位圣灵，能够来帮助我们明白圣经。
Only through the author of the Bible, the Holy Spirit that inspired the Bible, that we through Him we can understand the Bible.
所以当我们这样子丰丰富富的把主的话存在我们心里
，as we richly store His words in our heart，
慢慢的我们就能够在我们生活当中来经历圣灵在我们里面来将神的话说在里面来帮助我们。
Gradually, we'll experience how the Lord speaks His word within us.
圣灵用主的话来带领我们，能够常住在主的里面。
And the Holy Spirit will use His word to enable us to abide in Him constantly.
那我们如何知道我们是常住在主的里面呢？
How else do we know that we're constantly abiding in Him?
不仅是借着主的话，也借着主的爱。
We know we are abiding in Him through His word and also through His love.
就是说，借着主的爱常在我们里面，能够叫我们知道我们是常住在主的里面。
Through the love that abides in us, that enables us to know that we're abiding in Him.
弟兄姐妹，你是否常常觉得主爱你呢？
Do you constantly feel that the Lord loves you?
还是你只有主日早上擘饼聚会当中，你觉得主爱你？
Or do you only feel that the Lord loves you during table meeting on a Sunday morning?
弟兄姐妹，我们心里头常有主的爱的充满，这就告诉我们，我们是常住在他的里面。
If our hearts are constantly filled with the love from the Lord, then we know that we're abiding in Him.
就像我们看见那枝子从葡萄树得着那个生命的滋养和供应。
Just like we see that the branch received nutrient and provision from the vine.
当我们一直住在主的里面，主的爱也成为我们每天生活当中的滋养和供应。
As we abide in the Lord, He also becomes our provision and our nutrients.
弟兄姐妹，特别是当我们遭遇艰难环境的时候
，particularly when you encounter difficulties，
我们是否会怀疑主的爱呢
？Do we doubt the love of the Lord？
还是因着环境的艰难，我们越发觉得主的爱是那样的阔长高深。
Or because of the difficulty, you discover even more the height and length and depth and breadth of His love toward you.
所以我们看见，当我们一直住在主的里面
，So you see that when you are abiding in Him,
我们一直从主得着他的爱作为我们的滋润和供应。
We receive from Him His love as our support and our nutrients.
我们就发现我们里面就满了主的爱。
You will notice that you yourself is filled with the love from the Lord.
而且这个爱呢，还能够从我们的身上能够流露出来，能够临到我们周围的人身上。
And this love will furthermore outflow from your life to other people around you.
我记得蓝培的弟兄他曾经分享过一位在埃及宣教的姐妹的一个见证。
I remember Lance Lambert once shared this testimony about two sisters who were missionaries in Egypt. Or one sister who was a missionary in Egypt.
对，我细节不一定能够很准确，但是大致上他分享的一个见证是这样子。
So this is her testimony.
他就讲到说，这个姐妹她原本是出生在一个贵族的家庭。
This sister was born from a noble family.
她也受了很好的教育。
She also had great education.
然而因着主的爱激励她，她就到了埃及去服侍。
However, the love of the Lord constrained her, and she went to Egypt to serve the Lord there.
好像是在做一点医护的方面的一个服侍。
She's probably in the medical field.
但因为她这个人和她生长的环境呢，都是在一个非常比较高贵的一个环境里头。
Because she grew out from nobility.
所以当她到了那里以后呢，对她来讲就有许多方面的适应，需要适应。
She really needed to adjust to life in Egypt.
就有一天啊，好像她正在那个医护站的时候，有人就很紧急的来这边叫人说，有一个紧急的事情。
And as she was at the medical station, somebody came for an emergency call for someone.
好像有一个人呢，在街上呢，啊，就好像啊昏迷了，有生命的危险。
Somebody fainted in the streets and had his life was critical.
所以他就跟着一群人，就很快就去了到那里。
So this sister followed with other people to get to that place.
就他发现那个昏迷在那里的一个人啊，好像应该是是一位妓女。
Then she discovered that this person who has fainted was a prostitute.
身上有许多的病。
And she had all kinds of diseases.
也非常的肮脏。
And she was filthy.
当他们一群人在那里要急救她的时候
，As these people were trying to conduct emergency help,
她就有一点点不太敢太靠近。
The sister was a little bit afraid to draw too close.
因为跟她这个人跟她是非常不同的两种情形。
Because the person laying on the ground and the sister, they're two very distinctly different situations.
然后呢，突然间有个医护人员叫他说要去抱着他，扶着他，扶着那个病危的人。
And then some medical person told our sister to hold the person.
那这个姐妹她就很勉强的哈，就去抱着扶着这个病人。
So the sister had to compel herself to support this patient.
她的头啊，必须要转到另外一边。
She had to turn her head sideways.
因为这个病人实在是太污秽、太肮脏。
Because this this patient was indeed so filthy and so dirty.
而且身上也散发着一个非常臭的味道。
And also, she had this very bad odor from her body.
所以当这位姐妹在那里这样来服侍的时候
，As she was serving in this manner,
突然间圣灵在她里头对她说话。
Suddenly, the Holy Spirit spoke to her.
圣灵要这位姐妹来亲这个病危的人。
The Holy Spirit wanted our sister to kiss this dying patient.
啊，这个。在埃及服侍宣教的这位姐妹，她里面就有个挣扎。
So our sister who is a missionary in Egypt had the struggle in her heart.
她说：“我不行，我不行。
”I can't, I can't.
她说：“这个人这么臭。
”This person has such an odor.
这个人这么脏。
This person is so filthy.
她身上都是病。
And she has all kinds of diseases.
她还是一个妓女。
And she's a prostitute.
我是圣徒。
I am a saint.
啊，我是这样一个尊贵的人。
I am from nobility.
他就一直在那里抗拒圣灵的感动。
She was opposing the leading of the Spirit.
他就对主说：“我不能，我不能。
”She said to the Lord, "I can't, I can't."
然而主的爱没有放过他。
However, the love of the Lord did not forsake her.
他挣扎了一段时间之后
，After she struggled for a period of time,
他终于降服了。
She finally surrendered.
她说：“主啊，我不能。”
She said, "Lord, I cannot."
就在这个时候
，At that time,
圣灵就将基督的爱浇灌在她的心里。
The Holy Spirit poured out the love of the Lord into her heart.
让她想到她原本自己是如何的一位污秽肮脏的罪人。
To remind her what kind of a filthy sinner she was.
然而我们的主却来寻找她。
However, our Lord sought her out.
却来。怀抱他
，and our Lord held her，
却来亲他
，and our Lord kissed her，
所以他就顺服圣灵在他里面的感动
，therefore she yielded to the leading of the Spirit within her，
他就来亲他怀中这一位又肮脏又污秽的妓女
，and so she kissed the prostitute in her bosom， which is so filthy and dirty。
在那时候，主的爱就充满他的心
，at that time the love of the Lord filled her heart。
从那天之后。
From that day onward,
姐妹在那里的服侍是一个完全不同的一个光景。
Her service there was a totally different.
弟兄姐妹，主说：“你们若遵守我的命令，就常在我的爱里。”
The word of the Lord says in verse 10, "If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love."
弟兄姐妹，遵守主的命令就是顺从恩高的教训。
To keep my commandments is to follow the anointing of the Spirit.
就是顺从圣灵在我们里面那个微小的声音。
Which is to follow that small still voice in us from the Spirit.
这恩膏是真的，不是假的。
This anointing is true and is not a lie.
这恩膏要在凡事上来教训我们。
And this anointing teaches you in all things.
弟兄姐妹，今天当圣灵在你的心里面。感动你的时候
，Today when the Holy Spirit stirs in your heart，
要你去爱 一个曾经伤害你很深的人。
To love someone who has hurt you much.
或是要你去向你的死对头，你的仇敌，来告诉他说耶稣爱你。
Or the Holy Spirit stirs your heart to tell your number one opponent that Jesus loves you.
就是说当圣灵在你里面感动你的时候，
Therefore, when the Holy Spirit stirs your heart,
要你去爱一个人，去亲一个人，
to love someone, to kiss someone,
那姐妹你的反应是如何？
What is your response?
你是否愿意对主说？
Are you willing to say to the Lord?
主啊，我虽然做不到。
Lord, even though I can't do this,
主啊，这太难了。
This is so difficult.
主啊，这个人伤害我那么深。
This person has hurt me so deeply.
他还没向我认错。
And he hasn't even apologized to me.
我怎么能够爱他呢？
How can I love him?
我怎么能够饶恕他呢？
How can I forgive him?
弟兄姐妹，不是等到那个人向你认错，你才饶恕他。
You don't wait to forgive him because he asked for forgiveness.
姐妹，不是那个人改变了，你才爱他。
It's not because that person has changed that you started to love him.
因为基督乃是在我们还做罪人的时候就为我们死了。
It's all because Christ has died for us while we were sinners.
当主的爱是这样子充满在我们心里。
When the love so fills our hearts.
弟兄姐妹，我们能够向主说
we are able to say to the Lord,
主啊，虽然我做不到，
Lord, even though I can't do this,
但是我愿意顺服。
However, I'm willing to obey.
我们愿意顺服恩膏的教训。
I am willing to obey the anointing of the
Spirit. 我愿意顺服在我里面那圣灵微小的声音。
I'm willing to obey the small still voice of the Spirit within me.
弟兄姐妹，只要我们愿意，
As long as you're willing,
只要我们是真心的愿意，
As long as you truly are willing,
圣灵就能够将主这样的大爱能够来浇灌在你的心里。
The Holy Spirit can pour out this great love from the Lord in your heart.
能够叫你爱你所不能爱的人。
Which will enable you to love someone you cannot love.
能够饶恕你所不能饶恕的人。
And to forgive someone you cannot forgive.
能够叫你做你所做不到的事情。
And it will enable you to do things you cannot do.
弟兄姐妹，这恩膏是真的。
Brothers and sisters, this anointing is true.
对姐妹，今天我们生活当中各样的难处。
Today we have all kinds of difficulties in our daily lives.
不是因为主不能帮助我们。
It is not because the Lord is not able to help us.
而是我们不愿意。
Because we're not willing to be helped.
我们不愿意降服。
We're not willing to surrender.
我们不愿意顺从。
We're not willing to obey.
以至于圣灵不能在我们身上来把基督一切的丰富来赐给我们。
Therefore, the Holy Spirit is not able to give us all the abundance in Christ in us.
所以这里主告诉我们说，
Here the Lord tells us,
你们若遵守我的命令，就常在我的爱里。
If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love.
弟兄姐妹，这是在我们生活当中非常真实的事情。
This is a very real thing in our daily lives.
我们是否愿意来学习，来顺从恩膏的教训呢？
Are we willing to learn to the lesson of following the anointing of the Spirit?
就是在我们生活当中很小的事情上，
In very small things in our daily lives,
每一天都有机会的。
Every day you have this opportunity.
当圣灵要我们做，
When the Holy Spirit wants you to do something,
我们是否愿意就顺服的去做？
Are you willing to obey and do it?
当圣灵说不要做，我们就不要做。
When the Holy Spirit tells you in a small thing, don't do it, then don't do it.
当圣灵要我们说，我们就说。
When the Holy Spirit tells you to speak, then you speak.
当圣灵不要我们说的时候，我们就简单的顺服，不要说。
When the Holy Spirit tells you not to speak, then just obey simply and not speak.
这是非常真实的事情。
This is a very real thing.
这是在我们每天生活当中发生的事情。
This is something that happens in our daily life.
因为恩膏要在凡事上教训我们。
Because the anointing will tell you all things.
弟兄姐妹，当我们愿意这样子来学习顺服恩膏的教训，
As you are willing to learn the anointing in this manner.
当我们愿意这样子来遵守主的命令，
As you are willing to keep his commandments in this manner.
主的应许说，我们就常在他的爱里。
The promise of the Lord is, we will abide in his love.
我们就像枝子住在葡萄树上一样。
We're just like the branches that abide in the vine.
当我们常常住在主的里面，
When we are abiding in the vine,
自自然然我们的生活也将会是一个结果子的生活。
Naturally, our lives become a life that bears fruit.
叫我们的父也能够因此得荣耀。
That our Father will be glorified.
那我们再一起低头祷告。
Let's bow our heads for a further word of prayer.
主，我们感谢你向着我们这样美好的心意。
We thank you for your beautiful desire toward us, Father.
主，你已经将一切基督一切的丰盛都赐给我们。
You have already given us all the abundance in Christ to us.
多少时候我们是顽梗悖逆的儿女。
Oftentimes we are rebellious and stiff-necked children.
我们不肯承认我们自己不能。
We don't want to admit that we cannot.
我们不愿意简单的相信你能。
We cannot by simple faith believe that you can.
主耶稣，早晨你借着你自己的话来提醒来激励我们。
So through your own word, you remind us, you constrain us.
就是离了你，我们不能做什么。
Which is apart from you, we can do nothing.
主叫我们真是能够成为一般顺命的儿女。
Lord, make us obedient children.
我们能够在凡事上来顺从恩高的教训。
So we can follow the anointing in all things.
主叫我们叫你的话常在我们里面。
And that your word will constantly abide in us.
叫你的爱也常常充满我们的心。
And your love constantly fill our hearts.
好叫我们真是能够成为那结果子的枝子。
So that we can indeed become the branch that bears fruit.
能够叫父得着喜悦。
So that the Father can be satisfied.
叫父得着荣耀。
So that the Father can be glorified.
愿你的心意得着满足。
And may your hearts be satisfied.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
Amen.